Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. On Saturday, thousands gathered at Keener Plaza in downtown St. Louis for the No Kings protest. Broadly, the gathering was a rally against the actions of President Trump. But people who were there had a range of specific reasons for participating. Here's what they shared with our producer, Emily Woodbury, and reporter Hiba Ahmed.
We're against Trump and all the stuff he's doing, the anti-immigration, the troops in the streets.
No more Trump. Enough is enough. Okay? Everybody held his rights. He want to take rights from peoples. And you got to remember who started this country. And they are still here, and we want them to stay here.
Yeah, we've been fighting. I feel like we've been fighting all my life against one difficult thing for another. This is the worst I've ever encountered. And I'm also doing it for my father, who's no longer with us, who fought in Nazi Germany against fascism there. He would just be horrified if he were alive. So this is what we have to do. We have to fight.
What brought you out here today?
Honestly, I mean, just to stand up for what our parents came here for. They came here for our right to have a better life, a better education, a better lifestyle than what they had down in Mexico, and for my siblings and all my family here who came to have a better life, because that's what we came here for and that's what they did.
I'm here because some people can't be here because they don't have papers, they're scared, and right now it's such a terrifying, like, just to go to the store, like, I'm from here and I'm scared to walk out to the store because of the color of my skin, and that is not okay.
Well, I'm a veteran, and I'm on Social Security, so I'm concerned about that. Being a veteran, I dislike the idea of having active duty troops come on American soil and detaining American citizens.
I'm a science teacher, and there have been a lot of cuts to education and a lot of cuts to science with this administration. The trend that I'm seeing in America really concerns me when it comes to how divided we are as a country and how it seems like we're all trying to hate one group of people. I just feel like it's Nazi Germany all over again.
Are there any issues in particular that are on your mind at this moment in time that you're concerned about?
Well, you know, being in the medical profession, the defunding of science concerns me greatly. I have a lot of family members and friends who've had cancer, and just the decrease in funding for, like, the different universities to study pharmacology and different solutions to cure cancer, it upsets me.
Free, free, free Palestine! We're in a crisis. First and foremost, top of my mind is with American arms and complicity. There's a genocide against Palestinian people in Gaza, and it has to stop. But it's part of a larger bunch of issues. We have ICE out of control on the streets, rounding people up, taking away basic constitutional rights, habeas corpus, sending people, instead of deporting them, sending them to third sites where they're tortured. We have basic attacks on First Amendment rights. We are in crisis.
I just see the systematic abuse of our constitutional rights at the hands of the government, most specifically the executive branch. There's been no checks and balances from our legislative branch or our judicial branch. And I feel like if we don't stand up for what's right and what's ours, those freedoms are going to go away.
I like seeing the people being brought together of all different races. I know that we're fighting for something bigger than that, but just to see that we can all come together and just be together and be thankful, you know what I'm saying, and just get along and believe in the same thing regardless of race, background, religion, political talk or anything, it's beautiful to me. I love it. It makes me want to cry. So I was very happy, and I'm happy that we're protesting. I'm happy that we're peaceful, that we're telling people, you know, that we care. There's people that's of different backgrounds telling people that we care. It's not just one or two. So I'm actually loving it. So that's why I came out today. I just wanted to see everything. So I'm very happy.
Black lives, they matter here.
Immigrant lives, they matter here.
That was St. Louis residents Ariana Schleicher, Michael Berg, Terry Therese, Paula Batista, Fernanda Herjon, Janie Stanley, and Marie Floretta from Glendale, Missouri, Jennifer and Brian Borkowski of Jerseyville, Illinois, Myra Perkins of Belnor, and Eva Lovett of University City. They spoke with STL PR producer Emily Woodbury and reporter Hiba Ahmed at the No Kings protests down in downtown St. Louis. And Hiba joins us now to share more about that protest. Hiba, welcome to the program.
Hey, Elaine.
So, Hiba, who was it who came out to the protest? I mean, we got a little flavor of that in audio, but tell us more.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's hard to give an exact number of how many people turned out, but we estimate at least a few thousand packed Keener Plaza and the neighboring streets there, then eventually marched all throughout downtown and made their way back. It was a relatively diverse crowd. We saw kiddos, little ones, all the way up to grandparents, and everyone in between. So it was a big crowd, and I think pretty representative of the greater region.
Mm-hmm. The atmosphere, I mean, we hear the chanting.
Yeah.
Clearly, there are a lot of people. Mm-hmm. There's music, too.
Yeah.
But what was the atmosphere like, you know, to be there in person?
Sure, yeah. You know, the general vibes were very calm, very energized at the same time. People wanted to be out there. You know, it was a little rainy as soon as, like, kind of the people started gathering right around 2 p.m. But people were stoked to be there. I think be in community with one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we asked folks, you know, did you feel scared or worried given some of the coverage of some of the protests that were happening nationally, thinking about Los Angeles in particular, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people said, yeah, you know, it was on their minds for sure, but they had come up with some contingency plans in case things went sideways. But overall, they felt really empowered to be out there with everyone else.
And I think the pictures also that were taken by Brian Munoz, those are at stlpr.org.
Yeah.
I think it really captures what you've been describing and
Absolutely.
What we have been hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last Thursday, a couple days before the protest, Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe declared a state of emergency and activated the state's National Guard in anticipation of protests across the state and in response to, quote, civil unrest across the country, as you've just described. Hey, but did you see any evidence of the National Guard there?
No. We were really on the lookout for it. We know what National Guard troops look like, and we saw no evidence. Now, they were stationed in St. Charles County and were on standby in case, according to the governor, if things went sideways, right? But honestly, no, we didn't really see any National Guard presence out there, and honestly, very minimal law enforcement presence in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that brings up a point that is important to underscore, and that we're talking primarily about the downtown St. Louis protests, but there were other No Kings protests happening in other parts of the region.
For sure,
right?
Absolutely.
And you spoke with one person who actually was at one here and also one in West County?
Yes, yeah. So she had been out in Manchester earlier that day where she said that she had seen hundreds of protesters gathered along the main kind of road there.
Mm-hmm.
And those were folks who said, we won't be able to make it into downtown later, but we wanted to make a point right out here in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And she made the trek. She was one of the few made it down to downtown St. Louis, but it was her second protest of the day. But there were also protests in Tower Grove South. We saw some in Illinois as well. So, you know, they were, across the region, as you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now back to the police presence, because law enforcement, you know, they are out when there are that many people gathered. You said there weren't very many that you could see?
Gosh, I mean, so Emily and I, who's a producer for the show, we walked around along with the protesters through downtown, and we could maybe count on our hands the amount of law enforcement. And I should say that's St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. We did see, you know, somebody from the St. Louis Sheriff's Office. We saw some local businesses had hired private, you know, security, as we often see sometimes.
Right.
And then as some of the protesters made their way, so like the formal demonstration ended around 5 p.m. And that's when most of the protesters dispersed, headed home for the day. However, there was a crowd of about 100, 200 folks who kept going. And they started to make their way downtown towards the Soulard Farmers Market. So as we kind of followed them there, we started to see some of the Missouri Highway Patrol along the kind of ramps the idea there was to prevent the protesters from getting onto the highway.
Oh, sure.
But that's where we saw a little bit more law enforcement presence, where the SLMPD started to kind of just follow the protesters, but honestly, they were pretty far back trying to give the protesters their space.
Yeah. Hiba, thank you so much for giving us that update on what has been happening. Hiba Ahmed is STLPR's education reporter.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.